Before we do that, before we get into the games, I tell you what, I'm going to be smashing these energy drinks, OG, because we're going to need them for the Nines Premier League tournament. It's the ultimate solution for boosting focus and mental performance, because we're going to not only are we going to need to be on and we're going to need to be pumped up, but we're going to need to focus because there are going to be people coming from everywhere. I think we had a message on YouTube as well. Are they hasta tested? Yes, they are. All the products undergo rigorous testing to meet the highest standards for athlete safety. So it's going to help fuel our performance. Our energy matrix combines glucose and taurine with essential vitamins to elevate your game and potentially win us the Nines Premier League. This is the Levels Network. I am Justin Hordor, joined by my ex-teammate, about to be current teammate tomorrow, Triple OG, yeah. Uncle Whittemoo Mason. Mace, we're chucking the boots back on.
I know. I was very hesitant about, like, what, 2 months ago when you asked me?
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah.
So was I, mate.
I might go up there and all that kind of stuff and just, you know, because it's just good to mix around the ex-players, guys that I've known, you know, 20-plus year relationships with, played with and against, you know, the younger generations up there as well. And I was like, yeah, I might just go up there. Now it's like, you know, I think we're playing.
I'm excited.
So, I mean, I'm actually excited.
This time last week, I was still pretty much how we were probably a couple of months ago.
I packed my boots. I was at Bulldogs training last night and I packed my boots.
Oh, nice.
So I'm playing.
We're ready to go.
And I stole some strapping.
I got the
I got some strapping.
Because I seen that Donnie was asking our ex-trainer Donnie Sindri.
Not stole. Borrowed.
Yeah, borrowed. Yeah.
It's my house.
Yeah, you can rip it back off. Yeah. Give it to Max King for round one. So what we're talking about, we are going to be up on the Gold Coast for the Australia Day weekend. We're playing in the Nines Premier League. We are playing in the for the RLPA team. And, mate, Lukey posted a video from the chat from us last week, and we've had a few other teams reach out.
They're coming, eh?
They're coming for us.
Yeah.
So one of the first was to get in the comments. This was in the comments, and then I actually got a phone call. First from Brad Takarangi, who is representing the Reborn Athletic team down here. Shout out to Travis Young and the boys for putting in a team. Going to see a couple of familiar faces and good mates. Tommy Carr, Paddy, I think, I don't know if they're playing, but they've recruited Birdman and Toddy Carney. The Pikey.
Ooh.
So a couple of ex-Catalan Dragons, and Birdie called me. Oh. You know, we talked about this.
He's crazy.
He's too crazy. He's like, he's trying to sledge me on the phone. I'm going, mate, like, I don't, like, I'm not going as hard as you. Like,
we're
you've got to
over it, mate.
And he's going, no, I'm going to get you. Like, he called me and let me know he's going to get close to this.
He called you and let you know.
He called me and let me know.
Do I have to call him and let him know?
Yeah.
Now, me and Birdie, we've got an unwritten word. We've got an unwritten rule with us two.
When it was call him now. You want to call Birdie now?
When it was the NRL, we used to go
hard.
Should
we call Birdie now?
Yeah, we'll give it to Birdie.
Yeah, we'll try to give him a call.
When we used to play,
Big Bird.
So when we used to play against each other, Gold Coast versus the Bulldogs or whatever.
Here you are. Let's get this out.
We used to go hard.
Let's get this out. We'll save that story. The Birdman. Look at that beautiful voice.
What about that voice?
What the fuck's going on?
We're on the podcast, mate, and I
can't wait. Don't bully. Try and bully him.
I started the show by saying that you called me a couple of days ago, and we're talking about the Nines Premier League, and that you're going to bash us.
I'm not going to bash you. I love you. Bash that big fat bloke standing next to
me. Bring it on, Birdie. I'm going to hit you right in the throat so you can't ever fucking talk.
You won't see me coming, don't you worry. It'll be from very wide.
You touch me anything harder than a 1 out of 10, Birdie, I'm coming after you, mate.
Who's in your gang, Birdie? Are you in the Reborn team, right?
Yeah, we're the Reborn team. Tucker. I think we just got Albert Kelly. Albert Kelly was supposed to be playing with Mango.
Oh, fuck, he can still play too, Albert Kelly.
Yeah, because the Matty Bowen team's pulled out because they got stuck in North Queensland. Oh, that's a nice addition.
We got a bunch of forwards, Birdie.
I spotted Jimmy Maloney. He can't come down now. He's stuck up there.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good, and good.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Matty Bowen's team would have been, because they had Benny Barber and everything, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
They would have had a stacked team.
Oh, it looks like she's going through the middle.
Yeah, but you guys have got a few backs. I saw that.
We got Ben Hannett. Just go with Ben Hannett, Birdie. Get it, fucking fix him and Josh Maguire up. Don't worry about me, mate. We play Test and all right. Hey, Newcastle boys, don't forget about that.
Mate. Oh, mate.
I'm, you know we've got an unwritten rule. We don't go hard against each other.
Nudo.
Yes, exactly. Go against Nudo. Go against. There's so many names. You know you don't want to come at me. Don't wake the beast up, mate.
Oh, mate, I'm not going to come at you.
I know that. You'll be going at Nudo and you'll be going at Moose and you'll be going at Ben Hannon.
I can't wait to hear this shit chat.
I can't. I'll be mic'd up too and you'll be right next to you.
We were thinking about micing you up, Birdie, but no one would be able to understand you anyway.
A gravel, can't understand a gravel pit.
You've got to really turn the volume up.
All right, mate. We'll see you in a couple of days. We're doing the potty now.
See you out there, mate.
See
you, Birdie.
See you, Birdie. Yeah. Yeah, so Birdie's ready to roll. Oh, sad news about the North Queensland crew, eh? Matty Bowen's team, because they would have been a good team. They were pretty stacked.
They've been copping it up there, haven't they?
I think he had a young cousin.
Is just it, the North Queensland.
Has it been getting hammered, eh? Hammered. It's been, good. I thought about like a month ago, I seen reports that there was, you know, all these sort of cyclones happening up there.
Still going.
Is Javid Bowen his brother or cousin?
Cousin,
yeah, because he was in the team as well. That team was stacked.
They would have carved. They would have had a couple of big fellas in the middle, and everyone else was just quick.
Disappointing to see the chatter. Jimmy Maloney won't be there as well because he was going to play for the Southern. Jeremy Lattimore's put in a team.
They won it last year.
Yeah, so Latsy's up there with the team.
Be fair.
Yeah, and then also there's one team from Central Coast that gave you a bit of a shot.
Who said this?
The Central Coast United's Nines team, featuring none other than the Fifita twins, David and Andrew, have said they want a gentleman's agreement.
Of course.
Let's keep it in the middle. Boppers versus Mason and Maguire.
Yeah, all right, let's go. Hey, don't forget about Benny Hannon.
Yeah.
Benny Hannon goes hard. I played in some legend games with him. Yeah. He goes hard.
We actually got a better team than I first anticipated.
It'll be all right.
We've got Digger, Dale Copley, Shannon Walker's got some speed. Crispy Creams, he just finished playing over in Huddersfield.
He's a good one. He can make 50 tackles.
Yeah, he's solid. So we've got a pretty good team. Tinero Arona. Who else? Yeah,
Copley's a big centre.
Copley's a good. Diggs a good player. Yeah, it should be good.
We'll be low key.
Yeah,
we won't be talking much shit.
Keep it hums. Oh, Blake Leary too. You know Leary's in our team. Yeah, Leary's in our team.
We'll be all right.
Yeah, Leary wants to win it. He called me today as well. He's like, how hard are we going? Yeah, he's looking at the kitty.
Yeah, it should be fun.
All right, mate. Also, once we get back, we will know the results of the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 58, and we are going to be hosting with our friends and presented by the TAB a party on the Sydney Harbour. So join us with NFL Australia and TAB for the official Super Bowl party on Sydney Harbour. Jump on board the exclusive Super Bowl sea deck. It's 42 metres, three levels, and you can watch the game live with the 360-degree panoramic view of Sydney Harbour. Tickets on sale right now. For more information, follow the link in the bio of YouTube. Lukey's got it on Spotify. Lukey's got it on Apple. He's all over everything. We also want to give a massive shout-out and thank you to our mate Jason, big Bulldogs fan from Factory Sound, for looking after us. He's going to look after us all year. Got all the best DJ equipment, high-end audio. Going to get mic'd up for the games while we're up there. So it's going to be a massive shout-out to Jace.
I'm getting mic'd up, hey, for sure.
100%.
All right.
100%. I feel like once we get that, because this is going to be a vlog too, by the way, for our weekend. Lukey's going to record it. Lukey's coming up with us, obviously. Mixing and mingling with all the players, going to be mic'd up. So that's going to be a cool little vlog up in the Goldie. We're going to pump that onto YouTube, and we need to get those subscribers up.
Yeah.
Only maybe about 300 in the first week. So if you've got some friends and family, you know people that either follow the show but haven't subscribed yet, or you got some mates who think you might enjoy the show, please subscribe. It helps us build the show out and also help by getting around our Instagram.
And the algorithm. Don't forget the algorithm.
The algorithm's got to keep it pumping, got to keep it flowing, got to keep it organic. And
Lukey's talking about the algorithm. Yeah. Now I understand.
Yeah. We're on top of it
it's
now.
It's all about it.
We're very tech-savvy, so subscribe on Apple and Spotify as well. Just the one question before we break down the teams, and the three teams are today the Parramatta Eels, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and Canberra Raiders.
Jeez. Fucking hell, I'm going to be running out of eight, eh? How many have I got? Three or four already?
You've got four on the top eight already. Wow. Yeah, so you're going to have to find
All right, yeah.
find a way
Two
to
– Two of these are going to have to miss out.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't made it up yet. I'm just going off the top.
Well, so you've got four in the eight already.
When do I have to write them down properly and go, this is my eight?
When we finished.
Okay.
Not next week, the following week, we'll put our
I just get excited.
Predictions together.
I just get excited.
Okay. You have your official top 12.
Still fucking solid with Tigers and.
All right, mate. This one, speaking of Tigers, probably the biggest news of the last couple of days, and this comes from Grant Smith. Tigers have terminated David Nofaluma's contract. Will this affect his career reputation trying to get into another club? So let me run you through the details, Mace, or for anyone that hasn't heard. The West Tigers have confirmed they've released veteran winger David Nofaluma from the final 2 years of his contract. Rookie coach Benji Marshall has faced an early baptism of fire But the out-of-favour Nofaluma has accepted the club's offer to buy out his contract for $300,000. It looked like the 30-year-old's days at the club were numbered, and he was reportedly summoned in front of the team's new-look board on Wednesday. Comes after Nofaluma was reportedly issued a second breach notice in a month, having first been sanctioned by the club for turning up late. This time he was sick and they were unable to get a hold of him. So,
does he want to get out? Feels like he just wants to. He wants out.
It does look like an ugly situation. I feel like this has been brewing for a while, mate.
When he went to Melbourne,
for sure.
That was the writing on the wall. You know, he went down there. He tasted the other side, right?
Mm.
Semi-finals, whole different culture, winning culture. He's been at the Tigers there for 10 years.
Never played finals.
No success. Nothing.
He didn't play finals. No the finals. Entire time no he was nothing. At the Tigers, yeah.
Didn't score for what, 10 or 12 games, you were saying?
Yeah, I think just before he went down there and scored
maybe 6 or 7 tries.
He hadn't scored for about at least half a dozen games, I think, from memory. Some diehard Tigers fan might correct us on that.
Do you think mentally he just went, I wouldn't mind getting out. I wouldn't mind just giving, you know, 30 years old, right? He's probably got another 2 years max, 2-3 years max in the NRL.
Yep.
Because he can still play, right, at a high level.
At a high level, I think he's got 2 years left.
Yes, so that's his ceiling. I think he really wants to win a comp. So I think he's probably looking. He's looking elsewhere. And we've talked off the show, like, where could he possibly fit?
Well,
and you said you come up with a good club.
Yeah,
right?
You come up with one, and I come up with one. My one was a team we're about to talk about. I still think there's a big question mark on the right hand side wing position for the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, I think that's the only position. Like, you talk about every other club, the wingers are stacked.
They're pretty good wingers, aren't they?
Very good wingers going around, and I think just for that South Sydney side, you know, you've had Tane Milne there. I think Tane Milne's probably going to move off the bench and play in the middle.
I like him in the forward.
I like him in the middle. When he plays for Fiji, he bangs, he runs hard, he's got great leg speed.
He's got a good engine in the middle.
Yeah, he goes really well. And I think he could probably play, you know, if there's injuries, you could push Cam Murray to bloody, you know, to second row, we can put him at lock.
Mm. It's not a bad luxury.
Jai Arrow and Tom Burgess.
Yeah, it's not a bad luxury to have a guy like him on the bench potentially who can play in a pinch, middle, edge back row, but then also cover a number of positions in the back line.
I think that could be a really good option. And Nofaluma can just sit on that right edge. He can play left wing. Wherever AJ is, he's on the other wing. You've got Latrell, you've got Cody, you've got all these superstar players. They didn't make the eight last year. That is that disappointing for
They'll
those
so
guys.
Hungry,
they'll be filthy, right? And he's probably had a few little talks to some other clubs. He's obviously rubbed the wrong people the wrong way. It's just he's gone to the RLPA and he's told them. I'm not sure what he expected from the RLPA. He's gone about it the wrong way.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to it, mate.
But I don't know. I might be speaking out of school, but like just – I know that he went and saw the RLPA. I'm not sure what he fucking expected Clint Newton to do. Get him out of the contract? Get him his full money? Like, does he, like, you know, like, it doesn't work like that.
We're not part of the RLPA now. Maybe we can find out.
Maybe we can.
The situation was it was rumoured that he had gone and seen the RLPA because Benji had given him the ultimatum that I'd spoken about last week, right? It's quite common. A new coach, you know, sort of comes in, starts looking at his roster, you know, where they can make some moves salary cap wise, what players he thinks can build the future. Like,
future
for instance,
of the club.
In my case, Ricky Stewart had come from, I think he was at Cronulla, I had the year off. And then first thing he did when he got to Parramatta, he goes, look, told my management, you're not going to be playing first grade.
Mm.
So you can sit in reserve grade for the whole year and take your pay packet, or we can come up with some sort of settlement.
I'm not sure if David thought that he was the first one in this position. There's been a lot of players. You've been in this position, right?
For sure, yeah.
It's been a lot. It's about five or six every single year from every team that's getting sat down going, we want to move you on.
There'd be at least two or three,
yeah,
for sure.
Like there's a lot. There's, you know, even guys at the Bulldogs right now, they've been sat down. And that happens with every club. So I'm not sure what he expected from the RLPA.
Do you think it's harder sometimes? Because for me being a journeyman and me being, you know, like I always say I'm a middle tier player. I'm, you know, played a couple of games. I started for a majority of them, but I was never guaranteed that.
Mm.
David Nofaluma's been arguably a top three player now for the Tigers for a while. So when you're a player, it's either been like he served the Tigers really well. I think we agree. Both agree.
No doubt.
Upon
that. He was one of the, he was the only guy that he was like creating stuff.
Yes.
Like for about 5 or 6 years, he was at the top of his game there.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of Dally M wingers of the year, like in a losing side. Like yeah. He would have been some really impressive.
I think he would
have
had at least one.
Yeah, at least one.
Yeah. So it is like there are a lot of layers to it. The sort of the questionable thing, like you said, like a lot of players go through what he went through. Going to the RLPA, that was always going to be that was the beginning of the end. So the beginning of the end was the Melbourne Storm part, but they were never going to be able to marriage back after that.
And this is what I say to people and all the supporters out there, the West Tigers and everyone else, it's a business. Mm. He was their favourite son 5 years ago. Now look, you're trying to get rid of him. So this is why players get pissed off, and when they're in power positions,
they leave. Yeah.
Because this is what's happened. Like, no, Fulano has been great for that club. He's been a great serviceman. He's been unreal for him. Now he's getting told he's got 2 years on his contract. Mm. He's got told he's not wanted.
Mm. His actions
hasn't been great, but this is the other side of the business. Yeah. I'm just talking to the supporters out there, the West Tigers supporters and everyone who supports the NRL.
Yeah.
This is what happens. Don't worry about the big dogs like the Fanua Blakes making a decision here and Payne Haas and Tino and this
Malawi
and that.
Make
for, you
the
know,
decision,
like, you know,
their contracts.
It gets, it doesn't matter,
yep.
You know, but when you're in the middle tier players and they can do that,
yeah,
right? And it sucks.
So for those that don't know, he still had 2 years left on his contract, and I believe it was over a mil. So what he's done, he's still got a payout, pretty nice payout. What it does is it gives him flexibility as well, though. So he gets 300. It's been reported that it's 300,000. So that's roughly almost right on 30%. If it's a mil, depending on what he was on, I think he might have even been on more than that. I feel like Knopf would have been on about 550, 600. But just say it's 30% of his contract. Now he gets the freedom to potentially look around and maybe pick a destination.
Gets topped. Just say you said South.
Yep.
They top him up. They give him 100. There's 400 a year. And now you got to play for the rest of your career.
And you could
and
potentially.
And that's the cards he's going to get dealt. Yeah. He'll play one more year.
Have a good season.
NRL,
play finals.
Kill it. Back himself. Play finals. And then he'll either get an NRL contract or he go play 3 or 4 years over in the Super League and carve up.
Yeah.
That's the trajectory I think he's going in. And it just sucks that he's been put in this position.
Yep.
He's obviously hasn't played it right. He hasn't, you know, like it's not going to end good. So, hey, nothing ends good.
Not everyone handles it the same.
You know what I mean? His ego would have got hit. He would have been pissed off. He would have thinking, I've been the best fucking player in this club and you treat me like shit. I'm not showing up. Blah, 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 blah. Ego get in the way.
Mm.
Attitude gets in the way. And it ends up like this.
Mm.
This is how it ends up.
Yeah. Very messy.
It's fucked. But like, this is what happens when it's a business. Benji's made a big, he's made a tough call.
And I actually, what about, let's look at it from the Tiger side because, yeah, I feel for the, always feel for the players in this situation, but I think it sends a statement for Benji in his first official year.
He can make the big calls.
He's made a massive call. Knopf has been a big part of the club for a while. He's been an ex-teammate of Benji and had success with Benji to a degree, played really good football with him. And Benji's trying to set these new standards. And as a club, I like the way the
Tigers
are going.
Who would be taking his spot next year? Tupou's going to the Dolphins, right? And I thought he was the future of the club. So who are they going to be the wingers for the next couple of years?
Well, Knopf was playing New South Wales Cup last year as well.
He hasn't been in the good books for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but who's going to be
the
wingers?
You know what? And this is circling back to what we spoke about right at the start. It started when he went down to Melbourne Storm for a loan to play finals footy. He was super happy. There were reports that he didn't want to come back, that he wanted to stay in Melbourne.
And you think that's...
And he's probably... At the end of the day, he's probably left his bags down in Melbourne.
I thought when this was happening, I'm like, this is not going to end good for this guy because he's come back and he thinks, you know what I mean? Like he's left. Like everyone, like a lot of players would want to leave as well and play finals and everything like that, but they don't. You know, as soon as he left, I'm like, you pretty much left the club.
Yeah.
In my eyes, I knew that they wouldn't forget about what he did. Even though they went, yeah, go and play finals football. You haven't played finals football. They still want you to stay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So as soon as he made that decision, as a club, you would have been going, you get back here, wait till all the dust settles, you're out.
Yeah.
You just don't, you burn, you, I don't know. What happens.
So this is what I think happened. Tigers fans, let us know your opinion on this as well. I reckon at the time, it was almost a reward for Nofaluma. Like, you've been a great servant for us for a long time. Go down to Melbourne, play some finals footy.
They don't think like that, mate.
You don't think?
No, fucking clubs don't think like that. You stay with that club who's brought you through the system and you fucking make the semi-finals with that club. Yeah. You don't just go somewhere else like that.
But what it would have given that no other fucking player at the Tigers during his span had got was finals, playing time, experience. So they probably looked at it as, all right, he's been a great servant for the Tigers. We'll send him down there. And I can understand it from both ways if this is indeed the case.
Yeah.
Then he goes down there and he goes, fuck this. I've been losing for 8 years in a row. Haven't made finals in my career. Wasn't scoring tries at the Tigers. I get on the back of Munster's and Jazzy Olam's shape and scoring finals tries.
Well, bees dig off a grand final.
And then he goes, fuck, I think I'd rather this. And they've got everything in place. The system's down there. There's no in-house fighting. There's no fucking board trouble.
The culture.
The culture's fucking
We talk about
gross.
Melbourne culture. Would he go to Melbourne? Do you think that's on the...
I don't think Melbourne makes sense. I like the other team that you said.
Who's that?
North Queensland.
North Queensland, yeah.
Yeah, North He's Queensland.
Got a relationship with Todd Payton.
Todd Payton, I believe, would have been around the club.
Valamai is the other winger with Felt, who's about 31, 30... He's getting up there.
Yep. So Magic Murray Taulagi. We previewed the Cowboys last episode. I reckon Valamai come up halfway through the year from the Raiders and he beat out Kyle Felt for the job for a long time while Felt was out injured, I think.
Yeah.
And then he sort of won it back. I think Nofaluma would be a great buy for either the Cowboys or the Rabbitohs on, mate, if you get an offer on 150 grand, that's great value, especially because he's getting 300 grand
already
from
Melbourne, but.
Melbourne, nah. I don't think they would with Warbrick.
You got Coates and you got Warbrick, I suppose. Yeah, like he doesn't play any other position, does he? He's a wing. He's a genuine winger.
Yeah, he's a genuine winger.
He's not a center. He's not a fullback. He can, but I mean, like he's not.
They've got, and you know what? I dare say, if Melbourne would have wanted Nofa,
he'd be there.
He would have been there with the Jazzy Olam trade too, right?
Yes, yes.
But they need middles.
I think South fits perfectly.
Yeah, I like South.
I think South. You know, I think he could fit that. He could fit that system.
Yeah.
Good luck to him anyway. It sucks. There's no happy ending all the time. You can't 100%. Get the Shane Webke, the Ray Price fucking getting carried off. You know? You don't get it.
No.
It can end, you know?
And it's a tough situation for everyone involved, but I actually like what the Tigers have done. If the reports are true and, you know, he'd missed a couple of sessions and he wasn't buying in, I think it's a great statement from Benji. Yeah. And I like what sort of Shane Richardson's doing now. Now that they've cleaned out the board, they've actually got football people running the front office. I think they got rid of Scott Fulton, the recruitment manager that Benji just had no connection with.
They got rid of all the idiots.
There's a lot of positive signs for the Tigers. I think this is another step in the right direction for the Tigers. And I hope... And this, I hate sitting on the fence on certain situations, but this is one of those situations where I'm like, great decision from the Tigers, but I hope Nofa then can go on to another team.
I think
just
he'll
like
go.
I did in my situation.
He'll go and he'll play well.
When I got cut from Para,
he'll play well.
I went to fucking Manly and was, you know, playing in a grand final the next year. So it worked out really well for me. All right, mate, let's get to the team that I got cut from. The Parramatta Eels, their 2024 gains are... Two Manly Seagulls, Kel Mataulangi and Morgan Harper. Their losses, Jack Murchie, he went to Huddersfield Giants. Josh Hodgson retired. Andrew Davey retired. Wonga Blake went to St. Helens. Samuel Luzu is at the West Tigers on a training trial. Not much. When I look at the sort of players like Kel Mataulangi and Morgan Harper, we talked about this last episode, Mace, they sort of remind me a bit like myself, and I think Brad's really good at bringing out the best in these guys. Mm. You think about Isaiah Papali'i, you know, really stands out.
Mm.
But Bryce Cartwright had sort of was trending the wrong way, and he sort of rebirthed while he's been there. Jermaine Hopgood couldn't get a run at Penrith. He had a really good season last year. There are so many examples.
He's dig off Origin this year again.
Yeah. He was part of the squad last year. If it wasn't for Horsburgh got it, it was between him and Hopgood. So I think these are the sorts of players. Kelma Tuolangi in particular. I was excited when Kelma Tuolangi came to the Seagulls last year, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work out.
Back row, wasn't he?
Back rower, yep. Edge back row, started at the Tigers, played a year at the Seagulls.
Similar vibes of like as Papali'i when he was over there, like showed promise. You know, but then the coaches didn't really get the best out of Papali'i. He comes over here, one of the best back rows the last 3 years.
Yep, gets a big contract to go to the Tigers. All right, mate, my predicted lineup for the Parramatta Eels, not much changes, to be honest. Clint Gutherson at fullback. They're still looking for that X factor in the back line, I think. Sean Russell and Mike Acevo will keep the wing positions. Will Penasini's a lock for the right centre position. Bailey Simonson was nice last year in filling in the centres, but I don't think he's probably the long-term solution for him.
No.
Therefore, I think Morgan Harper might put on a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
On Bailey Simonson, I think Will Penasini's pretty much set. And if like a guy like Morgan Harper has a good trials, or if any of them slip up, maybe Bailey Simonson can still play on the wing as well. Because Sean Russell.
Because Russell ain't a lock.
He hasn't completely
locked
that spot.
He's not a lock.
These two are Dylan Brown and Mitch Moses, six and seven, one of the best six and seven combinations in the game. Really good front row combination as well. Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Bolo. Interesting comments, which we'll get to. It's one of the questions. I've got Joey Lussick at nine. The other option is Brendan Hands. I went with Joey Lussick because I know Brad likes him, and Brad went out of his way to get him from St. Helens to bring him back last year when I think he had an extra couple of years at St. Helens. Left edge back row, Sean Lane, if fit. Bryce Cartwright did a good job of locking down that right edge position with Mitch Moses. They had a really good combination last year, I thought. Jermaine Hopgood mainly played middle with Ryan Madison starting every now and again. But Maddo basically plays, he's like a swing 14 edge, plays a bit everywhere.
You just don't know where he's going to play because it'll be up for Cartwright as well.
Yep.
You notice Cartwright and Madison, you know, do they?
Brycey and Madison are very interchangeable. You can play one, you can start one. I think matchups dictate when he uses Madison sometimes and when he starts him, because I know he likes when Madison brings that punch off the bench and he brings that second phase footy when everyone's tired.
Or you can start front row and you can leave Junior on the bench sometimes.
Which just to give him a spell.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the questions. We'll get to that soon, actually. I've got either Kelma Tuolangi or Matty Dury as the 15. Joao and Gawe, I think, is a lock for to come off the bench in the 16. And Widamu Greg. Widamu!
Widamu!
My player to watch is, I had him up here before. I actually got tipped this guy from someone in the comments. He's a half that's coming through of 5'8". His name is Blaze Talangi. Blaze Talangi.
Blaze.
So,
it's a cool name.
Yeah, it is a cool name, isn't it? It's one Blaze? Of those names where
Sup
you think
Blaze?
He's Jew, like he's almost destined.
Blazer.
He's destined to make it just because of the name. All right, let's get to the questions, mate. Oh, sorry, my predicted finish for the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you doing? Are you putting them in the eight?
Yeah, I do. I think they'll bounce back massively. Seriously, that team, they'll be so disappointed last year. They just had things go wrong in the most crucial times. Dylan Brown, you know, Big Reg, you know, players out of form. Sean Lane was a form back role in the 22 season.
Banged up all year.
You know, and then he was banged up all year. Madison missing those five games, you know, like just like Brown, Moses.
Contract situation.
Yeah,
they were
just all over the shop. If they can put it all together, they're easily a top eight team. Yeah, easily.
It's a good lineup. I have my reservations. I went into this expecting to put Parramatta into my eight. I thought I was going to, because every year there's going
to
be.
You got them from 8 to 12, I reckon.
I've got them 9 to 12, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got them in the 9 to 12 range. I wouldn't be surprised if they make the 8. And I just worry a little bit about, I need a bit of Brad Arthur magic, like on some of those players I'm talking about. Matt Dury, take the next step.
The bench is not strong.
Joe Offerngawe was a really good player at the Tigers, been a good player for a long time. He really needs to.
Dude's an Origin player.
He needs to give Junior and Regan Campbell Geller, because when he came, he sort of got injured as well, right? He came halfway through the injured, did his calf, I think the first game, or his hammy. But if he can play a lot of footy, then he's a really good addition.
Quality footy.
I worry about, I thought Widamu Greg really improved last year. But the question is, and this is a question from one of the punters, Does BA need to reduce the minutes of Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Bolo to have them firing at the back end of the season? That's from Richie Mack.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they play too much. Some like 70 minutes plus. Yeah. Junior Bolo bangs out that first 40.
That's sometimes.
Yeah, most of the time.
Sometimes they've both.
Yeah, or both of them are left on. Both yeah, out. Like, and I don't think they have to. Because it just shows that you've got no trust in your bench. Mm. It shows me to just say if you've got Offeng Alway there and you've got Widemu Greg, yeah, like they can give you those last 10 minutes of the half.
Yeah.
Like if you just told, just say like playing in the middle when you go, all right, give me 30 minutes of your best, Junior, then you won't it's full ball.
Yeah, he's not holding
back. And same
back.
As Reg, you're not holding back. You're doing everything. You're maxing out all the time because you know you get to that 30-minute mark and then the other guys can go on. Then they can hold the fort for the second half and then they come back on and finish games.
Yeah.
I just think it's possible to do that.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like depending on how the game's going, but you can't leave both those guys out for 40 minutes. The game is fast as hell. Yeah. And they're big boys, those guys, man. They get through a lot of work. And sometimes it turns into a little bit sloppy when you're playing against the teams like the Penriths and the Brisbans. They fucking end up rolling through the middle because
seem to go good against Penrith.
Yeah, I know that, but like just say
in the regular season.
Yes, in the regular season, but when it comes into the big games, they seem to get pumped.
Mm.
Grand final.
Broncos really had their number last year.
Broncos just kept going straight through them.
Yeah.
I think South went through them last year.
Do we do one of those games, or was that the year before? South had
when Latrell come back last year. I think he just like carved him up.
I think that was the year.
Was
before.
Year before?
Jeez. I think it was the year before.
I think they can give him a bit of a rest. 60 minutes in the middle is enough for those blokes.
I don't think he trusted the guys on the bench as much as and another guy who could be thereabouts as well was Maki Hisimakatoa as well.
You got to be able to trust Widemu Greg more than 5 minutes.
You got to give him. You got to give him 20 or 30.
How's he going to get fit if you're just going to give him like 8 minutes? Like leave the big boy out there.
Yeah. To win the GF, Parramatta Eels are paying $23. To make the GF, they're paying $11 with our friends and partners at the tab. To win the minor premiership, $21. Top four, $4.50. To make the top eight, $1.90. And to miss the eight, $1.80.
How would you play the front rows?
I would play, I'm with you. I'd play exactly the way you said it. Tell Reggie and Junior, give me 30 of the fucking best.
Fucking go crazy.
I think Widemu Greg definitely earned it. He anticipated Joe Offengawa to be that player for him. I think he was just banged up a whole heap at the back end of the season when he came over. Joe Offengawa would
be. And even if you just say, if you got like Ryan Madison on the bench, or do you know what I'm saying? Like, and just put him on in the middle.
Yeah.
He could do a job. He's going to play in the middle. He's big, strong, he's fast. He doesn't miss many tackles. He's got a good offload. Like, you can give those guys a rest. Because sometimes those big boys out there, they become a liability in defense.
Yeah, because they've been out there for too long.
You know, the back 7-8 minutes when they're just non-stop. Like, and then you got some other guys coming off the bench. Yeah. They're fresh as hell and they just attack the ruck, especially if they know those two guys are still on and they're going to get that through that 40, you're going straight through the front door.
It might be like
they're not missing tackles. They're not missing tackles, but they're just letting
someone on the edge could get done because there's no line speed through the middle.
Yes, because they're big guys, mate. Junior Paul has 125 kilo. Big Reg is about 120.
They're
fucking big men. They all move fucking great. But if you just gave them 30 minutes, give me 30 minutes of your best boys, they'll get that out easy.
I'm excited to see year two of Jermaine Hopgood. I like Jermaine Hopgood.
Excited to see Dylan Brown and Sean Lane.
Yep.
And Moses and Gutho, that combination. Because when they were on, Lane was just like not even looking. Gutho's on his inside. Yeah.
They
I
were
love
humming.
That. They were going really well. And it just sucked that he got injured. Yeah. He was injured the whole year.
Yeah, you're right. On the road to the 2022 GF, they were fucking humming.
Yeah.
Dill Brown, because then Dill Brown brings his running game. Once he's got Laney, dish, bang,
mate,
take
he changed
off.
That game against North Queensland.
Fuck,
as soon
you know
as they started
what,
giving it to Sean Lane.
Yeah,
in that prelim.
You're right. Dill Brown would have missed, half a dozen games? Mitch Moses would have missed a couple
in important places, times of the year. They went on that little bit of a run and then someone got injured.
They were never stuck together.
Reg got injured up north and it's like, you know, like just his leg, his groin, he was out for 8 to 10 weeks. You know, like he ended up getting back into Origin.
Yep.
But like, you know, like you need all your big dogs. And they've got some big dogs. They've got some really, like they're key players, they're big guys. They're world class.
Well, this is when we talked about priority positions, right? When we looked at priority positions, I did this on week one. So if you want to go back and have a look at it, they're perfect in every position, probably, but hooker.
Yes.
Good fullback, a top class, top three, top 3-6, arguably a top 3 or 4 halfback.
Yep. Two of their props are top 10 props.
That combination would probably – a lot of teams would love to have that combination. Probably only maybe top 3,
just
Junior and Regan Campbell-Gillard together. And Jermaine Hopgood looks a real player of the future as well. So
Sean Lane, Madison.
Yeah, you're right.
Cartwright. That's his talent everywhere. They just need to put that shit together and they should be a top 4 team. Mm. If they can put it all together, no injuries, everybody has like a crazy year.
Mm.
You know, like the Warriors year. If they have 6 or 7 players in the finalists for the Dally M, Parramatta's going to be there, mate.
Yep.
Even last year, they would have been filthy. They didn't make that. It's the only club that can go from a grand final to not making the 8.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Mace, before we move on, thoughts, and this is from a question from Stelves. Thoughts on Brad Arthur wanting to go with an 80-minute hooker. So this is what I mentioned before, mate. Brad Arthur's come out and said he wants an 80-minute hooker. He doesn't want to have 2 guys. So it's up to Joey Lussick and Brendan Hands to fight out for that 9 jersey.
80 minutes.
Do you like – would you prefer to have a backup 9?
Yeah, I want a backup 9.
You want a backup 9?
You don't have to be a genuine 9.
Yeah.
I think Lussick is a 9, but I think he can play lock sometimes.
Yeah.
He can play in the forwards. This young Hands kid, I think he's a genuine 9.
Yeah.
I don't think he can play anywhere else. So if he's either starting or he's not in the team.
He's a bit of a slender player. So what about starting Joey Lussick in the first 20 minutes to take that juice out, a bit like what they do with Mitch Kenny, and then they bring on a smaller guy like Brendan Hands or like
Hopgood. You can bring Hopgood off the bench and you can start Madison. And if you want Hopgood to come on in the middle or anything like that, if you want that sort of player, you don't have to have a genuine 9 coming off the bench.
Yep.
I can see what he's thinking.
Yeah, Jermaine Hopgood's a bit like Ray Stone.
Yeah.
He used to play for
him. Yeah, right. Like he can play.
Play hooker.
Yeah, he's got that skill set. So, you know, like you're probably going to go with a Lussick, right? He'd get the 40 out or something like that easily. And then like the back ends of the halves, like you can push him back to lock. I don't know. You could stuff around with that a fair bit, I reckon.
I think Brendan
Hands –
I just
don't understand why you want – just that one genuine. How many teams go with one hooker?
So I'm looking over this team.
So the Cowboys, I reckon, with Robson.
Robson, but they've got the luxury of having Reuben Cotter.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Reuben Cotter and Hopgood.
And sometimes similar. They play Jake Granville.
Yeah. Jake Granville plays lock as well, but he's a genuine 9.
Yep.
So they're very they're lucky there. Like the Roosters, you've got Brandon Smith.
Connor Watson
can come in injured. There.
They also had
Nat Butch can go in there sometimes.
They had that Sandon Smith coming off the bench too last year.
But most teams have got that, not 2 genuine 9s. They've got a proper 9 and then a guy who can play 13 and he can play 9 and he can play everywhere. So yeah. I don't think Hands is that guy. He's just playing 9.
I think Hands is probably a better attacking player. Joey Lussick's a better defender. And when you've got Mitchell Moses, Dylan Brown, Clint Gutherson, a ball playing Ryan Madison, you probably don't need a great ball player from 9. You just want service and a good defender, don't you?
Straight up. Yeah. And that's the way he plays. You have a look at I was speaking to Reed Marnie and guys who's played underneath BA.
Yeah.
He doesn't want running 9s.
Yeah.
He just wants blokes who Let throw 20, 30-metre darts and you're straight at the foreman. So whoever can throw the best ball doesn't really want to run and overplay his hand.
Yep, and lead the line speed.
Yep. And I think that's Lussick.
So do I.
Because if Brendan Hands wants to come out, because he's been playing off the bench, sees a quick play of the ball, goes himself, all that sort of shit, he don't like that.
He's a silky player,
He can play, mate. Yeah, but he's a ball runner.
Yeah.
And BA doesn't like ball runners.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. A lot of Para fans get fired up about that too. I think they really like Brendan Hands. Yeah.
That's what Reedy said. He goes, I wasn't really
didn't get
told
to too
run.
Much. Yeah.
You know, like
He got a bit of a license around the line. He started to develop really nicely with Junior Paulo.
He's got a little bit of like a Desi about him too. Desi don't like that, mate.
Yeah.
He wants your Matty Ballon. Yeah, that's why he locked horns with Ennis because Ennis liked to run.
Yeah.
He's like, pass it. He don't fucking like runners.
Yeah.
He just wants fucking ball from the 9, 20 meter out ball, straight to the 7.
I think
that's the sort of coaches that he's from that tree.
All the young 9s watched Cameron Smith and thought, we touch the ball more than anyone else. Why can't we fucking play?
Damien Cook, you know, like Robbie Farah,
Yeah.
Danny Badiris. Yeah. All those blokes. You're probably trying to emulate off those guys. Next minute you get into a system, they're like, no. Just pass the ball to the seven. That would piss you off.
All right, speaking of Cookie, let's move on to the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Their 2024 games, a couple of good ones, really good ones. Well, the best probably of the offseason. Jack Whiten leaves the Canberra Raiders after 10-plus years. He looks like he's going to play in the centres for the South Sydney Rabbitohs at least. Sean Kepi comes over from Manly. I like Sean Kepi. You know, really bends his back and rips in with his shoulders. Because they're going to need it because they lost another guy through the middle who really cemented that with Hame Saleh. Mm. Blake Taff goes to the Bulldogs. Jed Cartwright is off to the Knights. And Terrell Kalokalo is unsigned. My predicted lineup. So this is what we're talking about with David Nofaluma. I think the Latrell was obviously fullback. Alex Johnson's a lock for the one wing. There'll be a battle between Tyrone Munro, who I think is a real player of the future, Tane Milne, who has pretty much been that player for the last couple of years, and the odd man out now that Jack Whiten looks like he's going to be playing centres is Isaiah Tass, who I really like as well. Yeah. So maybe Isaiah Tass ends up on the wing. Jack Whiten and Campbell Graham in the centres.
Good defensive centres. That's jeez. Yeah. It's a good defensive back five.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The problem I've had with the South Sydney Rabbitohs probably for the last – at least 18 months is because Latrell's not that great out of yardage, he really requires
the other two.
The wingers to really.
And whoever's the left side center and the left side back winger.
Well, that's
and
what
the
I'm
other, and
to.
The other one.
Like, that's my point now. So now you've got, you might not have the power of, you know, Brian To'o's and Taruva's, these really good kick returners in Alex Johnson, and just say if they go with Tyrone Munro. But you've probably got the two best yardage carriers in the centres now, Jack Whiten and Campbell Graham for play two.
Big bodies.
So a lot of their roles early on will be fucking get on your bike, on kick returns, I want you back there for play two if it's on your edge to cut it out. Because that's just not Latrell's game.
Because you'll be just going that way because you want to kick it to AJ and you want to kick it to Latrell so he's a left arm carry coming out that way so he can't palm everyone off.
Yeah.
You're not kicking it that way when he's got his left arm and he's just like swatting blokes out of the way. You're always kicking that way.
So now you kick it that way,
so
right?
So you kick it that AJ. Way because you want him, you want AJ, but then you're going to have Jack there.
You're going to get Jack Whiten. You know,
Jack's a left arm carry as well. Mm. So he's going to palm across his body. But
Jack will just run straight off the back.
Yeah,
he
doesn't mind contact, but I'm just saying, like, he's not going to be.
Ideally, he likes to move and
He does. He likes the other side so we can get his right palm out. So you've got blokes out over on that side. AJ, he's just fast. You just try and find his front. Then you got Latrell, ball in his other hand. Mm. It's not the right side for him. Mm. So. Doesn't matter. They just most of those runs, it's a tough run.
Yeah.
You're not sitting there and you don't really want to go across the field and palm everyone off. You just got to get out as wide as you can and just beeline in between between players. Try and find your front and then go again.
Do you think a guy like Jack, who's had so much responsibility down at the Raiders for so long about getting back and running shape and you know, getting the team around and kicking, do you reckon he might just thrive and go on? My role's so simple now. Yeah. Now I get back and I take, like, although he likes to move and he's got that grouse palm.
Get back into shape.
He doesn't mind just carving a straight. Like, once he gets an origin he's playing centres.
Simplifies it, mate.
He just simplifies it and just goes hard. So
even if Latrell can even get to some sort of, like, the right post if he's coming from that way, that gives him 20 metres. If he can get to that numbers line, that still gives – they can go short side to him and he'll just fucking run.
Yep.
And then he can pick wherever he runs. Like, if they get in the corners, that's when you're in a little bit of trouble. Yeah. Other teams will be trying to jam you. When you're playing against the good teams, like the Penrith and that, they'll be just trying to jam you in there for those first three, and then you've got to have a bit of a crack it to the middle and then another one and then you've got to kick, right?
You know what though? When they're coming back off that left edge, this is another little part that – because he's such a good ball player, but playing six for so long, he nice little two-pass shift to get straight off that edge.
And that will have a crack. Just say if Latrell's not, because
Latrell just stays.
And Cody Walker, mate, he just plays.
Yeah.
He'll get back as quick as he can, and if it's on for play two, Cody Walker will hit it.
Yeah.
And next week you got AJ. They do those mad little curve lines out like that, mate.
Start attacking down that right short side.
They'll be attacking. They've got the skill set and that. Those players that they can attack from anywhere.
They've got as much firepower.
They've got the players like the Cam Murrays who will identify that shape, and then they'll go in there and it'll be out the back, boom, 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 boom. They'll just come on that wave from anywhere.
From anywhere.
And that's the way they'll get out of yardage.
You mentioned him before, Cody Walker. He's my six, obviously. Lachie Ilias is my seven. A lot of South fans not too happy with Lachie Ilias, but big year for him. This it is a big year. It is a big year. No excuses now. They've got a stacked team. They've got Jack White to put a bit of pressure on, because if it doesn't work out, Jack White could flow into six, move Cody to seven. So there's a little bit of iron sharpens iron that'll, I think, will really improve this team. Tevita Totola in the front row. I think they brought Sean Kepi over to start.
You reckon?
I think they're looking for some size what through the Tom? Middle. Well, Tommy's been playing off. I think Tommy does his best work off the bench for the last couple of years.
What about Jairo?
Jairo, I've got him in the back row. Damian Cook at hooker. I've got Keon Kolomatangi and Jairo in the back row. Kolomatangi on the right, Jairo on the left. Cam Murray through the middle. And then that gives me on the bench Saliva Havili, who's the perfect 14. Perfect. We were talking about before. I really like the way this Talis Duncan kid come at the back end of the season.
He could be a left side back row. We're
talking about giving Junior Paulo and Regan Campbell-Gillard a bit of a spell. You can bring Talis Duncan on through the middle, where I think he does his best work, and then push Cam Murray out into the edge to give him a spell.
Yeah,
you know, he's not making 50 tackles a game. Tommy Burgess.
Even if Jairo is not playing that well, because I don't think Jairo is an edge player. He loves the middle and he loves to bash people and he does his best work there.
Yeah,
I think Talis can play on an edge.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he's probably better suited than Jairo.
And then you can put Jairo in the front row
with
whoever you want, with Totola.
I love this team.
With Totola.
This team is so good.
I don't think they brought Kepi to start, mate.
Yeah, you don't reckon?
I honestly don't. I think he can come off the bench and he can do a really good job, play some big minutes and come off him, Tom Burgess.
So you start Tommy and put Kepi on the bench?
No, I'd nearly start Talis Duncan at the left side back row.
Yep, Jairo up.
And Jairo up front with Totola.
Yep. They've also got Jacob Host as well.
Yes, he went all right, Hosty.
Yeah,
I just think Talis Duncan, another preseason, he's going to get bigger and stronger. Hits like a rock.
He looks like he's the future.
He's a player. Yeah. He's a football player, mate.
Yeah,
and I like it. He's got a good carry in him. Hits good holes. I think he could be really good on that left edge.
Yeah, same here, mate. I like him. He's a player to watch for sure. The other guy is obviously Tyron Monroe, who played a couple of games last year. My predicted finish for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Do you have them in the eight?
Yeah. I just can't. I think they have too much pride. Yeah. And they've got too much quality to fall off.
Yeah. I've got him in the five-day range.
Have a look how Latrell looks. There's an indicator.
Right. He looks so
He good. Looks good.
He lost about 10 kilos, I reckon. Minimum.
He's pissed off.
Minimum.
I don't want to play pissed off.
He just looks happy to have Jack White in there, eh? Looks like they get along really well.
One of the brothers,
well.
Man,
looks like they're really close.
They've got a crew, bro.
Yeah. They've got a crew.
They need to win,
sure.
Right, this window is closing very, very quickly. 2 years, it'll be shut.
Well, with the contract of Jack Wyden, they're going to struggle to keep. They've locked up a lot of their main guys, man. Latrell's locked up long term.
Tom Burgess only got one more year left.
Tommy will be done. I don't think they'll be able to keep Tommy.
Jairo, they re-upped Jairo, didn't they?
Nah, Jairo's got one more year.
Okay. I thought he re-signed.
Let me get
Cam Murray re-signed again.
Cam Murray's done. Damien Cook's done for at least maybe two more years. Cody Walker was done like the year before.
Yeah. You're talking 3 or 4 year deals as well.
Yeah, at least three. Yeah. So we'll go through. We've got Cam Murray's till 2028. Campbell Graham's locked up till 2027. Both Cody Walker and Damien Cook are this year and next year. They're done. Jack White's still 27. Jairo, did get done. Jairo's done, 27. Kolomatangi is 26. Latrell's 27. Fuck, they've got a good core.
Yeah.
Tevita Totola's all the way to 28 as well. So they love to do Tevita Totola.
2-3 years. They need one. Yep. They need Tommy's a premiership. Done. They've got too good a side to not get a premiership. Or they can just blame Penrith having too good a side.
Yeah. Yeah, they just come up against Penrith, didn't they? They probably.
That's what they'll. In 10 years, they'll be thinking, like, fuck, geez, if Penrith weren't around, we would have got a couple.
At least one.
We would have got a couple.
At least one. There are $9 to win the GF with our friends and partners at Tab, $4.50 to make the GF, $8 to win the minor premiership, $2.05 to make top four, $1.25, almost a lock to make the top eight, and the $3.50 to do what they did last year and completely fall off the cliff and miss the eight. I've got a question for you from Will Wood. Does Alex Johnson break the try scoring record this season? So let me give you the stats. The great Ken Irvine is on 212.
Mm-hmm.
You thought AJ was on 190. He's on 187. So
way off.
25 away. Can he score 25 tries this season?
I don't think he'll break it this year, but I know he's got two more years on his contract, right?
Yep.
He's got that.
So let me go. So in...
He's scoring 10 a year easy.
All right. So in 2023, he scored 21 in a down year. The year before, 30. The year before,
30.
Back to back, three zeros. 2020, 23.
I hope he gets it.
He's going to be playing outside of Jack Whiten, who can not only...
Silky skills.
Little flick pass, little kick, 25s in range.
Oh, you got Latrell at the back, man. He's got. He's given him
two
so
or three
much.
Games sometimes.
And I'm, you know what? And I'm pretty sure even if it's that like, those sort of opportunities where Latrell could put it down, he'll be giving it to AJ.
Yeah, for sure.
All of them will be.
Yeah.
This is massive if he beats this record. It is huge. No one thought this was ever going to be broken. Shout out to Kenny Irvine too. 212 tries. Look how long this has stood.
How old is Alex Johnston?
I reckon he'd be 30, 31.
29.
What?
And 10 days.
What did he debut when he was 10?
Touch wood. Hopefully, I love
it. He's going to get it.
He's
going to
smash the record.
He's going to get 230. Like, I reckon he'll get a minimum this year. He's going to get 15. Just say on minimum? A down year.
Down year, yeah.
Touch wood, no injuries, no nothing for the next 3 years. There's 30 or 40 tries.
Well, so he's here for 2024 and 2025. If they play to expectations, I'm giving him 2020.
Yep.
2020 vision, right? That gets him to... 297, 07, 17, 27.
No one's ever going
to
beat
that. That gets him to 227 in 2 years if he can get there.
That's massive. That is huge, isn't it?
So good.
He's going to get it.
He's going to smash the record.
Yeah.
29 years old in 10 days. So he's just turned in 29. Like he's 29 all year.
He's been around for a minute.
He's been around for a minute.
And when the time they didn't want him. Remember?
Yep.
He just dug his heels in.
Well, look, he went back to the lab
and he just went fucking, you know what? Started playing tougher.
You know what?
Outstanding. I love that.
The years, so he started his career unreal, 21 tries, 2014, and only 18
he's only
appearances.
10th year.
Yeah, 10 years.
So he's 10 years.
2015, he scored 17. 2016, down year 11. Then he bounced back in 17, 22. And this is when they were trying to fuck him off.
Mm.
2018, 8. 2019, 4.
Yeah. Then they
that was the year he sort of in and out of first grade. And Wayne
then
was
Wayne
gonna,
Bennett come.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Big effort.
Crazy, eh? All right, let's get to the last team. The Canberra Raiders, the 2024 Gains. No, they do not have Jack Whiten. They've lost him. Mm. They picked up Simi Sasungi from the Knights, KO Weeks from the Seagulls, Morgan Smithies from the Wigan Warriors, Zach Hoskins just signed recently from the Penrith Panthers. I like Zach Hoskins. They lost Jack Whiten. They lost Matt Frawley to Leeds. Jared Croker, the OG, retired. Clay Webb unsigned, and Harley Smith-Shields went up to the Titans. So... there's a few big positions to fill, and they are crucial, mate. So for the fullback spot, because Croker moves on, Mace, I'm thinking that they potentially move Sebastian Chris back to the centres with Matty Timocor, opening up a vacant fullback position for the young kid, Xavier Savage, that for whatever reason just fell out of favour last year.
Well, he broke his jaw in a trial game against the Dogs.
Yep.
And that just put him on the back foot straight away.
But like he never looked like getting back in the team. He played game on the wing.
Well, have a look how good they played, back five.
Yeah. Sebastian Chris was unreal.
Outstanding. So, like, he just kept getting injured.
Jordan Rapiner is a lock for one wing spot. Nick Kotrick on the other. Or Albert Hopewadi looked like he beat him for most of the season. Albert Hopewadi is also an option to play centres, along with the young kid Ethan Strange that played a little bit under New South Wales under-19s player. But I think Ethan Strange will be competing with KO Weeks for the 6 jersey. Jamal Fogarty will be 7.
Struggling in halves, man.
It's tough, mate.
It's tough.
Tough squad, yeah. And the
bit
odds,
of pressure on Fogarty.
The odds reflect it. Yeah, Fogarty will be 7. He'll be running the team. But their forward pack's as good as fucking anyone. Josh Papali'i's still there. Joseph Tarpany's still there. Elliot Whitehead's still there. Hudson Young's still there.
Dogs.
And the horse.
Dogs. That's a pack of dogs.
That's a pack of dogs.
That is a pack of dogs. You went through North Queensland. That is a pack of dogs.
Well, you know who they remind me of? You know what this team reminds me of? They remind me of the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Two OG coaches that just want to play through the middle and want to
fucking hurt you.
Fucking hurt you through the middle. And that's the style of play, the footy they want. Their wingers aren't going to try to be pretty. They're going to come and carry the ball out of yardage and try to run through. Jordan Rapiner runs.
Rapiner's the key to that team.
Jordan Rapiner is as good as any winger at yardage carries.
He holds so much energy in that team, man.
Yeah. He's a proper leader of the team. Yeah, and he's going to be required upon even more so now that Croker and Jack Whiten have left. And on the bench.
A lot of games, man, that they lost. That's like 500 just there.
Yeah, well, Croker was 300. Yeah. 550?
Yeah, something like that. It's
maybe
massive.
550. On the bench, Tom Starling gives him that little spark off the bench from the dummy half when Zach Walford comes off. I think Zach Hosking could potentially push for an edge position, and then maybe Elliot Whitehead goes lock, Horsburgh moves in the front row because Papa was coming off the bench on occasions too last year. But otherwise, probably Zach Hosking on the bench, Atta Mariotta, who is
– I like him.
So do I. And then you've got either Morgan Smithies, Trey Mooney, or Amre Gula.
It's a big Gula.
Yep.
Yeah, he's solid.
Yep.
Very solid.
And Ricky always loves his big bodies.
Yeah, he goes good. Oh, that's so that – I think Ricky come out and saying that that's a finals team or something like that.
Oh, did he?
He
didn't see that
today.
One.
I saw it and he's giving him massive raps. So I'm like, yeah, he's giving him some confidence.
But a player to watch for, mate.
I look at that squad and I'm like, you have got a gun forward pack.
Yeah.
But halves are very important.
Yeah.
You've got Savage, no Savage isn't tested as well. Good back five. Halves are very.
Respectfully to Horsburgh, because I love Horsburgh as a player. Mm. He's not like. He wouldn't be a class – like you'd love to have Horsburgh in the front row. You know what I mean? But he's not like going to be that ball playing lock. No. But they don't play that style as well.
But who knows with Horsburgh? You know what I mean? He had a gun year last year. Doesn't mean he's a lock for that starting position.
Yeah.
You know, like he can easily play off the bench.
I think he's a lock. I think he's proved it. Yeah, he's gone through his shit.
Elliot Whitehead down there.
Yeah.
Like Elliot Whitehead, he's a dog. He's good.
Yeah. He's the skipper. He'll be their full-time skipper now. Maybe – Jordan Rappiner might get some skipping. Oh, no, Joseph Tarpany, actually.
Yeah.
They just remind me of the Dolphins where, like, I've got him my predicted finish for them, mate, is 13-17. I've got him down the bottom just because of the question marks around the halves. Like, KO Weeks.
And Savage as well.
Potential.
He's not tested.
Savage is not tested. They've got massive raps on Ethan Strange, and they've got really big raps on this young kid called Chevy Stewart. I watched a little bit on him. He looks fucking a real player of the future. He's a fullback that kept Savage out of the fullback position in New South Wales Cup as well. Yeah. So Savage was playing on the wing in New South Wales Cup. So there's a good chance Chevy Stewart starts the year in the one jersey. Yeah, he's a Cronulla junior. Ricky got him last year and he's been playing. He played last year and what sort of player is he?
They'll be hard to beat again. Like, yeah, I know you chose him 13-17,
but I wouldn't be surprised if they make it.
It'd be like, you know, from 4-12. They'll be somewhere around there battling everything. You've got to earn everything from Canberra.
I think their ceiling is 6-8. Like, I think.
Look at last year. Yeah. They made the fucking eight. Yeah. Everyone wrote them off.
No one expected
them. No one expected anything from them. They just kept on going. They know how to win.
Ricky knows how to win. Yep. Give him that.
Forward pack is. Elite.
You know what one of Ricky's biggest strengths is he sort of formulates the teams this way too, though, but he doesn't try to play like other teams. You know, it's a copycat league. He plays with the roster that he's got, and he almost like he forms the DNA of the way they play and the sort of plays. He recruits a certain sort of player.
Nothing flash.
How many dogs of the week did we have from Canberra last year?
They're always around.
Mm.
Tarpanay's a gun. He's a gun.
Dog. Corey Horsburgh, dog.
And Hudson Young.
Jordan Rappiner, dog. Matty Timmercourt, dog.
They just go at it, man.
I love Matty Timmercourt.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for Matty Timmercourt.
Just worried about their halves.
Yeah.
We can't name a six.
Well, this Ethan Strange played a little bit of six for the New South Wales Cup team, and he's played for the under-19s in Origin. So he's a player to watch out for. Yeah, we'll see what can become of
Ricky Stewart and halves.
Ethan Strange and Chevy Stewart.
Fogarty, big pressure.
$51 to win the GF, $23 to make the GF, $81 to win the minor premiership, $10 to make the top four, $4.50 to make the top eight, and $1.16 to miss the eight. So the Tabs, they agree as well, and a lot of the bookies are on the same wavelength. What are you really gambling with? And if you need free and confidential support, call gamblinghelponline.org or call 1-800-858-858. Mace, before we finish up this episode, one last question. Does Xavier Savage, do you think he gets the nod for the number one jersey, or – do you think the Chevy kid, who kept him out of that spot in New South Wales Cup will end up playing fullback? Or do you think it would be Sebastian Chris?
It's hard because...
Who's your pick?
I think because of Croker's gone, Sebastian Chris is a genuine centre, right? Yeah. I think he's that. And I think Savage have had massive raps on him. I think this year's preseason he'd be killing it.
You'd hope so.
He's got, you'd hope to God that he'd be doing all the right things. And he just had a mixed up year last year. Injuries just knocked him around. And then the other guy's got the jump on him. So I think it's going to be an even slate, and I think he's going to get it because he's got all the talent. He's fast. He's got all that. He's got the skill set.
Well, Ricky has got a history of, you know, making Hudson Young work for a little bit, making Horsburgh work for
a
little
bit. You've got to work for everything with Ricky. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the young kid, Savage.
All right. Come and see us at the Nines Premier League if you see us out there.
Yes.
We're going to be Lukey's up there with the camera, and we're going to be putting it on a vlog. And we should be dropping that sometime next week. We're looking forward to playing, and we're going to get the big fella mic'd up and have a bit of fun while we're up on the Gold Coast.
Can't wait. See you guys.
See you next week.